like just build on the cost issue of how we would pay for this. So I think that's a very important question. You can use Con Ed as an example. Con Ed has 90,000 miles of underground cable. They spend close to $2 billion a year just to maintain that cable. They replace, on average, about 100 miles of that 90,000 miles every year at $1 million per mile, $100 million for that. It would take centuries to replace the whole system. We're going to have, we're basically going to have the same Con Ed system, 80% of it in 2050 that we have today. And we really need to get out of the mold of that we've been in for the last 100 years of regular rate cases and customers paying regulated, We have to get private sector capital more engaged in improving the grid. And that can be done in a number of ways. I mean, we've been talking about microgrids. I mean, we need to find a way that microgrids make money for someone, that the developers of microgrids are making money, or the operators are making money to help reduce the cost pressure on utilities. One other approach I think we need to think about, and this is a fundamental change in how we fund infrastructure, we need to think about tapping other sources of funds. And an example I can use, I was in a roundtable recently with the insurance industry, which has trillions of dollars of assets, said they took such a beating after Sandy. Would it make sense for them to take some of their assets and put it into grid resiliency and infrastructure as an investment that they believe they could do? They could access capital that utilities don't have to access in order to lower their potential hits down the road. So I think we need to think outside the box. And there have been some articles written on that, but I think we need to really expand